Seals with Clubs, the new SWC, and a story of loyalty and survival. If you read me, you might have seen me refer to myself as just a girl from the small town of Lobby Chat. Well, what I'm talking about is the Troll Box, as they call it, at swcpoker.club. Now, not every poker site is built to be everyone's happy place. SWC isn't trying to be. What it is, however, is something rare in the poker world, a platform that inspires loyalty. A little rough around the edges, sure. But it has heart, a sense of community, and authenticity that mainstream sites just can't replicate. To understand why SWC matters today, we have to go back to its roots, back to the original Seals with Clubs, a site that captured the spirit of poker while standing apart from the giants of the industry. Now, I'm not going to tell you the exact points of development in this podcast, but I will in another standalone. This is just a gloss over. Seals with Clubs launched during a time of uncertainty in online poker. After Black Friday, the poker world was fractured. Players were scrambling for a home, a place to play that wasn't bound by traditional banking systems or restrictive regulations. And that's where SWC found its niche. As one of the first Bitcoin-only poker sites, Seals with Clubs attracted a unique audience. Crypto enthusiasts, early adopters of Bitcoin who loved the decentralized nature of the currency, disillusioned poker players, those tired of the big sites and their endless rake heights, and lack of transparency. Independent thinkers, people who wanted poker stripped down to its essentials, just the cards, the chips, and the players. The site wasn't perfect. It was simple, it was scrappy, and sometimes chaotic, but it worked, and it built something that no one else had. Something that still no one else has. A culture. The Troll Box, that's the live chat during games, became the beating heart of the site, a place where players could banter, argue, and connect. It is not everyone's cup of tea, and I will go into meticulous detail about every player I know there and everything you need to know about them. So you'll be armed and ready. And if you get it, Seals with Clubs just might feel like home. Eventually it shut down, citing regulatory pressures and internal disagreements, but the idea didn't die. The torch was passed and SWC Poker emerged, built by players who believed in the original vision and wanted to keep it alive. The new SWC wasn't a dramatic reinvention, it was a continuation. The Bitcoin model stayed, and the minimalist design, and of course, the Troll Box, Lobby Chat. And it was still poker for people who love poker, without frills or distractions. But it wasn't just about preserving what Seals had created. The new SWC aims to grow in its own way, and it leans into its strengths. Anonymity, no personal data required, just a Bitcoin wallet. We'll talk about no docs when we do the standalone on SWC philosophy. Low rake, a commitment to fairness in a world where sites bleed players dry as a matter of business. Community. The Troll Box thrives. It keeps players engaged, even when they're not at the tables. SWC is destination poker. As a loyal core and a world of potential. It's still here, still scrappy, and still inspiring loyalty among its core players. It's not a big poker site, and it doesn't try to be. But it has something that's increasingly rare in the online poker world. It has a soul. The Troll Box remains the small town of Lobby Chat. Regulars trade jokes, stories, and the occasional argument. The games run smoothly. The rake is fair. The site's independence is intact. And support is responsive and caring. SWC's journey is one of survival, adaptation, and staying true to its roots. It's not for everyone, but for those who get it, It's a place that feels like home. There are regular players on there who own their own poker sites, but they come to SWC. They can't stay away. It's their home. They come play here. So, why does this matter? The story of SWC, from Seals with Clubs to the new SWC, is a testament to what poker can be when it's not just a business, but a community. Poker doesn't need flashy gimmicks or corporate polish. It needs people who care about the game, about each other, and about keeping something alive that's well worth preserving. And if this story resonates with you, maybe you're part of SWC's future. I'm Hilo Kitty, by the way. So, if I could go back and be anonymous, I probably would. I recommend it for you. It gives you all sorts of extra options. But I'm Madison Kopp, and I'm Hilo Kitty. And if you want to register a new SWC account, please use Hilo Kitty as your sign-up code.